Welcome to Heathen in the Hedge. This is a podcast about marriage, magic, and beyond. I'm Merlin.
And I'm Shay.
Today's episode is going to be about our experience and the pros and cons of what it was like relocating from another state.
Right. So today is Mundane Monday, and we thought it was no better time than to talk about kind of what it was like just moving, like just coming from a completely different state. So if you've never done that before, moving away from your hometown, I can only imagine like this is my second time doing it. And my first time was a lot different. And I think that we should definitely share our two experiences about what it was like for us personally, like the first time versus in our relationship too.
Yeah.
But it was definitely a lot different around the first time, I think, been the second time, and it's been an experience.
Yeah. So we moved from Oklahoma to we moved from Tulsa specifically to what would be considered Southern Colorado.
Right. And so we had visited here the first time in 2018 or before that, probably 2016, I believe, or 17. I think it was 17. So in 17, we came here the first time around. We visited, it rained, it snowed. It was also sunny. It was like, I don't know. It was the most magical thing I think we experienced. I just had a really good time.
Yeah, it was. It was
and
very nice.
We loved it here. And then the two times after that we came to visit, it had pretty similar-ish experiences, just being here, walking around.
Yeah, the vibes here are totally different than the vibes of, like, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, God, yeah. like, what is the vibes of Tulsa, Oklahoma? I don't even know how to, like, if you could pick five words to explain Tulsa versus Colorado. So five words for Tulsa, five words for Colorado. Go.
Five words?
Yep.
Conservative.
For Oklahoma?
For Oklahoma in general. Tulsa itself isn't necessarily conservative because there's a pretty mixed demographic there.
Right.
But overall, I would say Tulsa's still pretty damn conservative.
Right.
Crime.
Crime.
I'll just stop there.
Okay, go ahead.
The third word will be, it's very classist in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. It's socially segregated. It's socially segregated.
Right.
And a little bit racially segregated.
Right.
Not by anything other than like we're still like a lot of shit happened in that part.
There's a lot of history scarring the town.
And it's still
affecting it.
Bouncing back from that? It's something that needs to be worked on.
All right, you got two more words.
Two more words? I don't know if I got two more
you
words.
You do.
It is artsy. I'll give it that. It's a very artsy city. Artsy. So there's some positive.
Right.
And I like the music. It's a very musical city.
Okay.
Musical. So I'll end it with two positives.
Two positives. Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, awesome. That leaves me enough time. So and then your next five, though, for here.
You go ahead.
No,
Tulsa.
Go ahead. Okay. You want me to go?
Yeah.
All right, five for Tulsa. I'm going to say it's got like some nice architecture. It's a very, I would say it's like diverse. Like you've got a lot of different people. Uh-huh. I would say it's also very, it's got nice food. Like it's got like a great food culture.
Man.
It's very, like it's got good nature as far as walking and like outdoor spaces.
There is a lot of, like,
and I would say muggy. Like, it's so hot, it's so humid, and honestly, like, it's very uncomfortable. So that would be my five for Tulsa.
Yeah, I forgot all about the weather.
Like,
the weather there, it's 90%. no matter what time of year it is.
Right. So
it's hot and wet in the summer, and it's just a sheet of ice in the winter.
Yeah.
It's fun. What about Colorado?
Okay, so I'll start with my five for Colorado, I guess. I would say definitely artsy.
Yeah,
for sure, artsy. It's super diverse, like more diverse than I was expecting, I think. It does have like a ton of different, like what I would say, like melting pot vibes, like versus any other place. Like when you go somewhere, there's usually a culture to it. And here there is no like one particular culture, which is kind of like, it's very much like a,
it's a transplant culture.
Right. Almost. It's very much like everything is a piece of something from somewhere else. And then, it's also got like a, I would say it's got like a weird, like spread out geography to it.
Definitely.
Like everything is so far apart. Like we have to drive 4 hours at least to get to like decent things, like another main decent city with like hot springs and shopping. Or I mean, there is Denver, which is only like an hour and a half, but you still are dealing with traffic, and it is for shopping, but I'm talking about like you, there's like hot springs and like nature stuff that you have to drive like 3 or 4 hours to get to.
Yeah,
it's wide span. And then number four, I would say it's got, it's expensive.
It's very expensive.
It's expensive, and we'll get into that in another, like on the other questions as well. But it's kind of, I mean, we knew that before moving here, but I think it's really hitting us like now that it's been a year and a half, like how expensive it is. And number five, you know, I'm going to say it's friendly. It's friendly. Everyone that we've met here has been super friendly. And that's one thing that you do not get in the South. Like people are friendly, but there's something to it. Southern,
it's a different kind of friendly.
Southern friendliness is just such a different friendliness than like Midwestern friendliness. And I don't know how to explain that better, but I don't want to take up too much of this time trying to explain that other than it's just so different.
Just different energy.
I try to tell people that it's kind of like one of those things, like Southern people, we have like what I call like the mask. Like it's built into our culture to have a mask. Like you're that person that you see when you're in public is not you when you're at home.
Yeah.
And that's normal in Southern culture. So it's very strange. I feel like here people are nice. And they're actually kind of like it nice, like they're actually nice, but it's like different.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. Because there
but what
is
are your
like
five?
A my five for Colorado.
Yeah.
I'll start positive.
Okay.
Art is like huge here.
Right.
I love that art. I love that my second would be like the indigenous culture. Like it's a very like, it's racially diverse, but like it also seems very connected to like the indigenous culture.
Right,
here,
right, for
which
sure.
Which Oklahoma was too.
Right, definitely.
Did I say nature?
No, not yet.
Nature.
Yeah.
Nature. There is so much stuff to do here
there
in
is.
Nature. There's, you can go hiking, mountain climbing, like anything you can possibly
Biking.
Think of to do in nature, you can do it within 30 minutes of wherever you're standing in this state. Like it's everywhere there's something to do.
There is.
Nature-wise.
There isn't much to do, though, like, when it comes to the other stuff, but...
I'm gonna get argued about on this, but... Or argued with on this, but I don't like the food here.
You know what? I agree. I actually agree with you there.
There are no good Mexican
restaurants. Oh my gosh, I agree.
There is good sushi and good Asian food.
Yeah, but it's
the
lacking,
German Edelweiss,
you know?
The German place is really good. But as far, and I'm specifically talking about, I don't like the Mexican food here.
There's more than just that, though. It's like it's lacking the things with like real flavor.
Is that the last one? Did I have one?
No,
more?
You have one more.
I have one more.
Yeah,
witches.
Yeah.
There's,
you know what? That's a good ass one. That's a good ass
even
positive.
Though it's still
yeah.
a pretty conservative, like Christian state, there is a ton of pagans here.
Yeah, and they're open about it. And I do like that the state is very open culturally, like diverse wise.
Yeah, and even like you don't run into any like weird moments with the Christians here. Like
right.
everybody's pretty open to everybody.
And I like that. Okay.
we've already covered why we moved here, but like, why did we move from Oklahoma? What made us want to leave Oklahoma?
Okay. You want to go?
Yeah.
You start.
Yeah. I just, it didn't feel, it never felt like home to me.
Yeah.
And I've lived there 90% of my life, mm-hmm. and it just never felt like home. So, like, I think it was just, I really had nothing holding me there. I've got some family that lives there, but I'm not terribly close to any of them.
Right.
No, nothing offensive in that statement. I just, yeah. just the way that it is. And, like, I was ready for something new. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I was just ready for something new, honestly.
Right. I feel you. I feel like, for me, I really wanted to move because I don't know if it's just because I'm a Sagittarius, but I'm all about seeing new places. And mm-hmm. I like feel like just in general, Oklahoma was just not for me. Like, I think that I'm just not, like, I don't know what it is, but I'm just not that person. I'm just, if that makes any sense, like, no offense. I guess I don't know what that means to me. I guess I just feel like Oklahoma is so much about like family unity,
for sure,
like Christianity, like deeply. The like country southern roots, good old, like you come home every Sunday and check on grandma every Monday, like that kind of stuff. It's all about like, does it make sense to think of routine when I think of Oklahoma? And
well, see, and that's,
there's nothing wrong with that, I guess, but it's just that we've never been those people.
Yeah, and I'm a Capricorn.
Like, we struggle.
Supposed to be all about routine.
Well, you are. It's like you're half routine and half not.
But also, like, just having been there for so long and just doing the same shit, working the same kind of jobs and
yeah,
knowing the same people.
Mm-hmm. Like, it gets tiring.
It was, I was ready for something new. I was emotionally dead inside.
I know.
When we left Oklahoma.
Yeah, I think that when we left, it was because we were both in a state of desperation to get to a new adventure. We needed yeah. something in our lives to make, like, give us, like, purpose, like, to make us excited, because Oklahoma was draining the life out of us, like, literally.
It was too comfortable. It was too comfortable.
Yeah, it was, you know?
I like we a little just discomfort had a, in my life.
Yeah. And definitely, we got that moving here.
That's all we
for
got
sure.
For
all we got here is discomfort. I'll okay. tell you.
Going into the next question with
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
What is not going as planned? Living okay. in Colorado.
Well, I'm gonna let you start that one.
Well, first of all, our game plan overall was yeah. to eventually buy property, and there is cheap,
okay. yeah.
really affordable property here in Colorado, but yeah. you can't do a goddamn thing with it.
Like, right. What we found out.
The government has their hand
that we've
in every
run into,
little thing that you want to do here.
Yeah, we've run into the issues with needing permits,
for
needing
everything.
For needing a ton of money to before you can start, and nothing being like really within the measures of just being reasonable, like them
you
saying
gotta have
that
a
like our
to climb a tree here,
right, like. Just telling like them saying like, well, you know, you not can really have right. a small structure, but it can't be smaller than 600 square feet. It's like, okay. Uh-huh. And then they're like, but we also want you to have a slab put for that, but we also want you to have like plumbing for that, but we also want you to have water for that. All the things
yeah.
that, like,
and
if
water
you spend
here
money,
is a crapshoot.
Right? If you, spend
may,
money,
you may and may
you might not,
get
it.
Get water.
Yeah, and I'm nervous about that. So, plus, with the things that we want to do as far as like growing stuff, oh, as far as being able to grow things, that just wasn't going to work here as far as the climate and
no,
such.
It is
so,
not a garden friendly.
Yeah,
state.
So it's very hard to keep things like if
not
they're not
this
in
area
the
anyway.
Yeah, if they're not in the house, they're not going to stay alive mm-hmm. for very long anyway. Like, it's rough.
Even in the summer here, like, it gets really warm in the summer, but the sun is so friggin' intense here that you'll just burn your garden up.
Yeah. Like, just, so what else is not going as planned for you?
It's expensive. It's stupid expensive.
I mean, we knew that,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
We were trying to mentally,
I mean, we are making it just fine.
We are, but we did mentally prepare ourselves for that coming in. Like, we told ourselves what? What was the line we said?
I don't know. We're going to be broke.
No, like, we said, we said that we're making it just on the line in Oklahoma with where we were there.
Yeah.
And we can make it just on the line where we are here, too,
yeah.
as long as we're happier. And I will say we are happier
oh, for sure.
than we were.
Yeah.
We just are
Well, it's just like anything.
It's overwhelming.
When you don't really know anything about anything until you're steeped in it.
Yeah.
You don't know nothing about a person until you're married to them.
Yeah.
You don't know nothing about a house you're buying until you live in it and there's an electrical fire.
Yeah.
You don't know anything about a state or a community until you're part of the community. And we came into it with this cloak of glamour covering everything, and then that cloak disappears. That glamour disappears almost instantaneously.
Yeah.
When you're forced to, like, steep yourself into
a local culture. I mean, I want to try to fit in our move, like, our whole move story if we can, because it's so hilarious, but... What else is not? Is there anything else you want to add there? Or
no. I think I do like Colorado very much. It's a beautiful state.
Yeah,
and the people are cool.
Yeah,
the culture is cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very rich culture, and it's like a very welcoming community. Like a very
like welcoming it's funny. Community. It's like it's community. It's very welcoming, but not welcoming at the same time.
Yeah,
like people try to tell you, please do not move here. Please do not move here. Please do not move here. And then you get here, and they're kind of like, okay, well, you decided to move here, so good luck. Like, I hope it's good for you, because they know that it's, you know, it's challenging. It's intense. Like, if you're not here for military, you're gonna get a rude awakening that it's easy to get a job, but the housing's
terrible.
Is really rough out here. Awful. And we just happened to get super lucky with where we're at, but like we didn't start out lucky. We just kind of fell into the hands of getting lucky.
And but, it's all credit based. So
if you don't have credit and money, at
least decent credit and a shit ton of down payment money,
you're not gonna get
into a place unless you're just gonna be in a slumlord apartment.
If you have enough money to throw away for deposits, then that's also good. Pretty much need a good little nest egg for moving, but luckily
which is funny how easily we found an apartment and everything when we moved.
That's what I was trying to say, was like it was so crazy how easy it was for us.
And getting ready to black out.
and we didn't really have any problems getting into a place, but you know, also that place wasn't the greatest place. It was a
slumlord.
Yeah, it was just like, situation. You know, it was just better than what it was, just whatever, you know, getting out of where we were. We moved from our 3-bedroom house into a 1-bedroom apartment, and we just did not care. We said we just wanted
to live in
Colorado. We wanted a new scenery.
To live in Manitou.
Right. We wanted a new scenery overall.
Yeah.
More than anything.
Yeah.
So that's what was important to us.
Yep. Okay,
it was also my turn, I guess. What's not going as planned? So for me, what's not going as planned? I would say, the comfort is almost like too uncomfortable, you know? Like, it's to the point that where we have so many things going on that the cost of living and expenses makes it really hard for us to do all of the other plans that we have, which are really important things.
Yeah.
And so it's really hard to juggle all of that.
Because they're big long-term plans.
Right.
Like, it's stuff that
we can't just put off.
We've invested in.
And we can't just put it off because it's stuff that we have to do, but the pricing is not matching up. And I feel like in general, another thing would be that it has been like, right when we first moved here, how hard it was to adjust.
Yeah.
Like I think I always have a moment of like a teeny bit of panic inside whenever I make large decisions. But when we first got here, it was rough because we had just made such a big change.
Oh man.
You were making less than what you were making in Oklahoma.
I took a $2 pay cut
for an apartment that was $200 more.
Yeah, like, I mean, literally, the cost of living here is like, I mean, it's substantially more than Oklahoma.
Right. We didn't know what we were getting into.
I took a $2 pay cut to move here just because, I mean, when you want to do something, you'll fucking do it.
Yeah, we just wanted to do it. So we didn't care how it was going to work. We just said, okay, we'll make it work. And we did. But that was such a huge shock for us. And we were both kind of going through it the first like couple months that we were here. We were both kind of battling like the depression.
Terrible. I was extremely depressed.
Yeah.
And drinking way too much. And,
yeah.
Like, kind of doubting, like, did we fuck up by living here?
And I was smoking a lot of weed and also just questioning life.
Yeah.
It was really hard because our daughter wasn't in school either.
It was weird because it was exciting that we were finally like, oh, we live here. Like, we've talked about this for years.
Yeah.
But also, like, real fucking stressful because
we had to realize that we couldn't just go out and do what we wanted to.
We were alone.
Yeah.
Like, utterly alone.
We had no way of going out and enjoying hiking and that kind of stuff because our daughter's too young.
Yeah.
She's also very clumsy because it's just how
she's,
that is.
Well, she was born with club feet, so she's really pigeon-toed.
Right. So it's not good to be taking her on, like, you know, hiking trails. And it was hard. Like, we didn't get time to go out couple.
We were trapped in town.
Yeah. We were just trapped, working, being stuck at home, being kind of like, not really resentful, I would say, but more so stressed out because we wanted to...
I think trapped.
We wanted to enjoy time alone, like as adults. And that just was not happening because we were both stuck with our child 24/7, which is not bad, but we knew that was going to happen. We just were used to having people around.
Quite prepared to the level at which we were going to be alone.
Yeah. Well, because we also moved from like having people
around.
That's
honestly going to go into the next question. You've already answered it. What was the hardest part about moving?
Well, there's other parts too, but I would say also like not having any family around was part of that too. And
I was already used to that.
Right. Because we were used to having my mom around.
Yeah, your family.
To help out with like babysitting and like helping me get from like A to B, like with work and things like that. Like, you know, we were used to having that backup. So not having it was like kind of hard. But also I would say like it was really hard as well just not having like any way to be a couple.
Yeah,
kind of like I said before, we weren't able to go out like just you and me, and we're so used to doing that.
No, never.
And then also, I think in general, with it being COVID and us being locked in to our house,
it was a weird time to be.
It was a rough time.
That big of a change.
Mm-hmm. And we were like kind of just moving into this apartment. Our neighbors were nosy. We were just having a whole. Feeling like trapped inside the apartment, can't go outside, can't just breathe on fresh air on the porch because somebody's gonna say hey, you know. You couldn't have like a moment of peace anywhere, I think, and that was like kind of hard to deal with. And plus us living in Manitou, it's a busy tourist town, so it's always people constantly in and out all day long, all night long.
Uh-huh.
It's high traffic.
I think the financial part of it was probably the biggest shock for me, even though we've made it just fine. Like, we really have conquered this shit. Like,
we always kind of figure out a way to make the ends meet.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we did fine. But we did. Financially, it was a little bit scary at first because I was making so much less money here than we were in Tulsa, and it's just so damned expensive here.
Tell me about it. Like, I think what really was a shock too was the fact that nothing is affordable.
Nothing.
And then they tell you that you are able to afford it. Like, they said, hi, you're a family of three, you cannot be on any type of assistance because you all are making this X amount of money. However, we know you may not be able to afford a ton of other things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's like kind of a shock, I think. I mean, we never really had assistance in Oklahoma either because we didn't really need it. But moving here, I was thinking, okay, with everything being such a with such a high threshold of what the price was of everything, you would think that we could afford or be in the threshold of getting that assistance. And we are not. It's rough.
Yeah. That first.
That's hard.
several months of living in that apartment, we didn't have anything extra. No, nothing.
Yeah.
No internet. Mm-hmm. No nothing.
Well, we had internet, but that was like the only extra we had.
Yeah.
We didn't really get to do much of anything else.
We didn't do shit.
We didn't really go and
first
explore.
First world problems.
Yeah, first world problems. Like, oh, we couldn't go to the zoo.
Okay, let's get to the next question. If you had to give advice for like things to keep in mind, or like things that like necessities of relocating, like across the board. Like, just, is there anything that we didn't know that you would tell somebody, hey, think about this?
Okay.
Before they just split, you go like we did.
What would you go first?
Oh God, I think I would stress more than anything, you're on your own.
Yeah.
Until you create a tribe, until you get some sort of like community built there, you are completely and utterly alone. And I'm terrible at community building. That's all Shay.
Yeah.
I don't have friends. I mean, I do, but I don't.
You're just not a very,
I'm not a
like,
social person.
You're just not a very, like, what's the word? I don't know how to say that, but you're not a very, like, let people close to you type of person.
I'm a moth.
Like, you're kind of like a, you show up and you are very much there for people, but you don't need other people showing up for you. Like, you're just very much, like, on your own type of guy.
I'm very good at socializing, but I don't need to socialize. But if I'm thrown into a party situation or, like, a social situation, I can seem like the most likable motherfucker in the world.
And you are.
but
you are very likable. I'm just saying you value your peace and,
I like to be alone.
Yeah, your solid your solidarity more than anything. Your solidarity and solitary time as well. Like, you just like that.
Financially, where do you think a person should be at before they decide to
Hold on. I didn't even get...
Oh, you didn't answer.
No. You just keep skipping me like that. Wow. How are you doing, sir? Are you forgetting about me? I would say that what I would tell someone is they really need to... they need to have nest egg of money.
Yeah.
Because, like, that was definitely, like, something that helped us out the first couple months, like, moving here was...
For sure.
...having a little bit of money, like, in the savings, just so that way we weren't completely, like, out of having nothing to kind of, you know, cushion with, because it was pretty expensive doing an entire move, like, 700 miles in a freaking U-Haul.
Yes.
And we spent, like, $700 on the U-Haul. We spent, you know, basically, like, $1,000 to do, like, a deposit / move-in / application fee thing for this place, the new place. And then we also had to spend money in gas. We also had to spend money in, like, insuring our new place and having to spend money in getting, like, new groceries and get, I mean, just the whole nine yards of moving.
I would say, aside from, like, the money that you're moving, like, with your U-Haul, like, gas money getting to wherever you're going and U-Haul money, we didn't have that much, but I would suggest for you to have at least $5,000 as a nest egg in your account, just waiting for, like, weird shit to happen.
Yeah, I would say that we had, like...
We didn't have...
I think we collectively had, like, we had, like, $3,000.
Probably, yes.
And it wasn't, like...
And there was more money coming later with, like, my pension from the other job.
Right,
but,
so we
weren't in the... completely in the... In the hole when we came here. But.
We had stuff to look forward to as far as, like, making sure that we weren't going to completely, like, fall on our asses. But we definitely, like, needed to have that money in place for sure.
We've pretty well.
Okay, so now let's talk about, like, our personal experiences individually moving here, because they've been completely different, I feel. I am, like you said, more of, like, the social person. You are less social person. You like to kind of, like, you know, not put yourself in situations of making friends and going out. That's just not really you. I would say for me, it has been super weird, like, in the social scene, like, just going out, making friends, going places, going out to the bars and, like, that kind of stuff. It's been really different for me versus where it kind of was back home, where I feel like back home in Oklahoma, we had such a routine of going out because there's not much to do. You just go downtown and go drink. Kind
of like the center point for a lot of people. Like,
yeah, for our friends.
Yeah, like our friends would always meet at our house there.
Yeah, because we lived always pretty close to downtown. So
yes,
it was like the you're right there. Like, we'll just meet at your house. We'll park. Yeah. We'll go over. So we kind of were party central.
Yeah,
and so here, I mean, it's kind of not the same.
No.
What I like about here, though, as far as the personal experiences that I've had, is like every single person I've met has been genuinely very nice.
Yeah.
And everyone that I've met has been like pleasant as far as like when I meet them, like whether it's in person, whether it's online, whether it's whatever, like it's been such a really like cool experience to have like the, like experiencing this, the stuff with other people that are also kind of like not from here.
Yeah.
And I think that what's different is that you've experienced this completely differently as far as like just in the working field. Cause I am a solitary worker. I am self-employed. So I don't have a ton of like what it's like to work here, but you do. So I would say I have like the, what's it like to have like your go out scene and make personal friends, but what is it like for you as like a worker of the state, and what is it like been like your experience just being like here, like on that end?
First of all, I would say it's really easy to get a job here,
right,
if you don't smoke weed.
Yeah,
like, and that's weird because we're talking about Colorado, but there are so many CDL jobs, and that's how I got hired on, is because I've got a CDL, and the job that I applied for was a CDL position, and because I could pass a drug test anytime, I got hired like that. Like, I literally applied online for the city, like the city job that I have right now, and the like the public works director called me the next day and was like, you got some pretty good experience. Like, he was like, do you want the job? And I was like, do you want me to like drive there and like do an interview? Do you want to like do a Skype interview or anything? He's like, no, I got a pretty good feeling about you. I think this is the job for you. And I was like, wow, like that was
It was like,
I mean, so we did have a little, like, there was a little connection with the, like the, my boss, and cause his dad grew up in Tulsa and he was from Arkansas. Like, he had lived for years in Arkansas. I'd spent a shit ton of time in Arkansas. So there was a little bit of connection there. Like, oh, he's just an Oklahoma hillbilly like my dad was. Like, he'll be fine.
Yeah, like, it'll be good. It's all good.
But for me, yeah, like, it's been, finding work here is super easy.
Right.
If you can pass a drug test.
Yeah.
Because if, even though this is, and if you have
experience, I think.
Yes, experience is big. If you're a truck driver, if you have any sort of CDL construction or truck driving experience, you could get a job in like three shakes of a lamb's tail here easily. Yeah. So easily.
I mean, a lot of jobs are easy here. It's just you got to have the experience in every field. Yeah. Like, I could have had a job by now if I would have applied for things I have experience in, but I'm that rebel who likes to try to get a job in everything I'm not experienced in just to see what job I get. And that's the reason why I'm self-employed, because at this point I've realized that, you know, nothing fits me more than me fitting me by doing what I want.
I will say, Colorado has taught me that I'm a little more social than I thought I was, because we did have people at the house all the time when we were in Oklahoma, because like we were Grand Central Station, like for our friends, our group of friends, like everybody just came to our place. So like, yeah, I would definitely say that Colorado taught me that I do require at least a small amount of socializing.
Which I find kind of funny, but I think that that's like, right, it's a balance, you know?
Yeah.
It's nice to
it
feel.
It is good to have some sort of tribe.
Yeah, just a conversation, like just building like a small support system is nice.
And I don't have that here.
Right. Well, we have a small support system here, like since I moved my mom here last year, which was like a big decision as well that we decided to make, but we needed that.
That was a good
That was decision. A good decision a we made. Decision. Even though it was stressful for a little while, even though it was a big, like, I mean, a huge thing, because my mom also had to, like, I mean, I told my mom, like, hey, you want to move here? That's fine. You're going to have to pay for it yourself. And she did. She paid for the entire thing herself, including my flights, including like the truck.
Your mom kicked ass moving here.
She did. She did
it. She really kicked some ass.
She really did. And I was so proud of her.
Because this is different than Tulsa.
It is.
And she's pretty well only lived in Tulsa her whole life.
Yeah. And she's a very big, like, scared of change type of person. Yeah. Yeah.
It's understandable.
But she's done it. And she's doing well.
She did good. She has done well.
She got her own job. Yeah. And I helped her. I mean, we helped her get a place. But, like, that was, like, after we decided that, like, she should get her own place. Because we weren't really sure if she should. And she did. And it was easy after that.
We tried to get an apartment, like, all... Or not an apartment, but a house all of us together. Like, a big 3-bedroom house.
Right.
And that was undoable.
Yeah, that was a disaster. Oh, my God. Like, big houses are just, like... insanely difficult to get here.
You can't.
A lot of people are trying to get them.
Yeah.
And especially if they're affordable.
So it was much easier for like her to go get her own like little apartment and for us to go find our own like little 1-bedroom house. That was the best.
Just the
best
easiest way to do it. The easiest thing to do.
Okay, let's go to the next question. Do we plan on staying in Colorado? And if not, what's the next move?
I'm going to let you start that.
No, we do not plan on staying in Colorado.
And why is that?
It's nothing against Colorado at all, really. It's just, I don't know that it is the right place for us with all of the things that we want to do. Because we want to potentially buy property and like start like maybe an off-grid homestead. We're trying to like renovate a school bus so that we can live off-grid somewhere and... possibly build a small structure, and you just can't do any of that here. Like, there is no such thing as living off-grid in Colorado.
Yeah, I mean, people are doing it, but they're doing it in the ways that are just not, like, legal or...
yes.
Or, like, people are going to bother them eventually about it.
But it's not... we do love Colorado. Like, I genuinely love the state of Colorado. It's beautiful. The people
like, I'm glad we moved here. Amazing. I'm glad we did it.
It has been a wonderful experience. Yeah. It's been a great experience.
Like, to follow that, we plan on doing more, like, abroad traveling. Yeah. And I am looking forward to seeing more places overseas I have heard so many great things about how much more affordable it is in different countries.
There's a lot of beautiful places outside of the U.S.
that we want to see them
to live in. Yes.
Yeah, like if I'm gonna like before I settle for the expensive United States, I would love to see more places that could possibly fit what we're looking for, and that can go beyond the United States. Like I feel like we're limiting ourselves not seeing that stuff first before making like the choice of saying like this is stamped in stone. We're gonna just lock it up.
Yeah. Yeah, and I haven't found a place that feels like home yet.
At all.
Like I don't know.
I mean, it started to feel like home here for a little while.
Yeah, something happened in the new year.
Right. There was a switch.
Some witchy cosmic shit happened on New Year's.
Well, I think what we realized, like we've said before, is that we don't want to be tied down to one specific place because we know that all the things we want to do have to continue to happen. And if we settle right now where we're at, none of those things would happen.
Are we looking at what's the next step?
So I would say our next step is going to be looking into how to get a piece of land somewhere so we can move abroad.
Yes.
Because the most important thing to us currently is trying to get our bus renovated. Like that is the number one priority because that is our next step.
Home for a while.
Yeah. That's our next step in order to save money.
Yes.
In order to get a piece of property. In order to ensure that we may or may not have like a steady way to have a home base here, we want to set all of that up before going overseas because we don't know how it's going to be there. Like we may go overseas and
we're gonna need a place to park the bus while we're doing whatever.
Right. You know, we cannot take our bus with us. So we don't want to get overseas and then not, you know, come back to something stable here. And I think that would be nice to just have that in place.
And we've researched some conducive states that might work for that, but we haven't picked anything.
We haven't picked anything. I want to spend more time like traveling, I think, and spending some time doing that first before we make a definitive decision. And we've got time. We've literally got time to do that. And what do you, what would you say? Like, what else is a part of the plan?
I travel is the really the only thing that I know feels
for
right.
Sure. Yeah. It's like the definitive.
Yeah.
Cause we're both so happy.
As many places as we possibly can before we decide to live anywhere.
Yeah.
And I could totally see us living permanently in another country potentially.
Yeah, for sure.
We find a place that is everything that we need it to be.
Yeah.
Yes.
I agree. I think that we're both just like we're not in a place that is where we want to be.
No.
There's things that are both like the most important thing to us, I know for sure, is like adventure and getting to see new places. And like going overseas, one of the biggest things that I'm looking forward to, I think, is the fact that like there's the trail system, like the railway system, and
get
and
be
being
fun.
Able to get you
That's
know to
cool.
anywhere within
Just
a matter
buy
of
a train ticket
of days, right?
Let's go to France,
right? We can go spend the weekend in you know in Spain or whatever, or go blah 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 or blah 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 wherever because we can just buy a ticket.
Let's stay in Germany for a while.
Yeah, we can just buy a ticket and we can go to another place, and I love that because that's kind of like one of the things that like con America's lacking is like in our U.S.
We're lacking in a
system
lot.
Of transportation.
We're lacking in a lot.
We're lacking in a lot, but the transportation
Let's
system would be one
there
of those
yet.
Things.
Let's
yeah.
not go there
We're
yet.
Not going to go into that. I'm just saying the transportation system is definitely one of those.
Do you regret moving? Do you regret our choice of relocating?
So my answer would be no.
No.
I don't regret it whatsoever. I just really, it's making it because what I will say, what I learned from this is that what I know now is that we can do this. Like we can move somewhere else and we know what to expect. It's not going to be such a shock like it was this
Most
time.
Most of all, we know that we don't know what to expect. Like I feel like it's made us more flexible moving here.
Right.
Like, because I was scared shitless at the idea of moving here at first, even though I wanted to, I really wanted to, and I don't regret it either. I agree with you 100%. But I think the biggest takeaway that I've gotten from moving to Colorado, just at the drop of a hat, because it was a very knee-jerk reaction move. Like, I literally called Shay. I was like, I'm ready to move to Colorado. I'm tired of fucking talking about it. Let's do it. And she's Sagittarius, so she was like, fuck yeah, let's do it tomorrow. So like I applied for a job, she looked for apartments, and we literally within an hour she found an apartment and I found a job. Like and we fucking moved.
Yeah, like so it was like okay, like just telling our friends and family in 2 weeks we're moving to Colorado. They're just like, what? And we're just like, yeah, like it's happening. Like we had talked about it for so many years, like, and we were just getting so sick of talking about it. Yeah. We just decided it was time to do it because everyone kept saying, well, there's no way that you all are going to be able to make that happen. It's so expensive. And we just said, like, you're going to either make it or you're not. And we are making it here. So I know we can make it there, especially because we have the drive.
It taught me that we make a pretty good team and that we can literally do whatever the fuck we want.
Because, well, that's good. Yeah, because we are a good team.
Yeah.
We are a good team. I will say that. Like, and we'll have to have a whole nother episode about, like, I don't know, relationships and marriage and, like, how we've been together so long and all those things. Because I think that that's a fun thing to talk about. Like, a lot of people want to know, like, what it's like to have a relationship. But a big part of that is, yeah, like if you are going to move with a spouse, because a ton of people make this mistake when they're moving with someone, which this is where I wanted to get into past experiences real quick, like I moved from Oklahoma when I was 19 to Arizona with an ex-boyfriend but at the time he was my boyfriend, obviously. And we had only really known each other for like 6 months, like first red flag. And then I felt like the relationship, I felt like the relationship was going so well, and then it wasn't.
It always is till it doesn't.
Well, yeah, like I felt like at first, like everything was going great. And then all of a sudden it was like he switched up and kind of just became this different person, like just became very like moody and distant and verbally abusive and just not nice. Like,
so your first go
at all
relocating was not a good
game. No, it wasn't. Like, I got there and I was just more like, I was in survival mode the entire time, because the whole time I was thinking to myself, I have to make enough money to survive without this person, because really he wasn't even working. I was the person who actually supported both of us. I was the one who paid for the move, paid for all of the food, paid for everything, the gas and all that. So yeah. I was really the person doing all the work. But I kept telling myself, well, I need to make enough money so I can stash it away. So when I tell him like, hey, like you got to go, and or hey, I'm leaving or whatever, that I could do it on my own and I wasn't going to be stressed about it, you know? So yeah. I was saving up money and ready to get it out of there. And as much as I loved Arizona and I liked experiencing it, I had luckily had family there too. Okay, so what I was saying was that pretty much I had some family there, and luckily that kind of made the transition a little bit easier, but it was kind of like just a very like volatile situation. So it just was uncomfortable all around. At least this move, I was with someone very secure. So if you're going to move with someone, make sure that it's with someone you are very comfortable with, that you're very trusting of, and that you are very secure and know that they're going to like uphold their weight as like part of the team. Because right, like this would not have worked without you doing your part, me doing my part.
Yeah, because you built our social circle here.
Right.
And then I just held a job down.
I mean, you helped keep a roof over our head. You helped put food in our stomach. You helped to support us. And I helped to make sure that like our house is clean and our laundry is clean and our food is cooked.
And you built a good social circle.
Right. And I did have to do that.
That's helped us a lot.
Yeah. Well, because I'm a business person.
Yes.
I have my own business, and that makes it to where I know how important it is to network and to socialize and to find people that you can connect to in your everyday life, because it's super important to have that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. What was the question?
I think we were just talking about pretty much in general life.
Oh, I guess this wasn't my first, if you want to count the...
Right.
Like when moving as a kid from Kansas to Oklahoma.
No, what do you want to say, like, as far as like as an adult moving?
You can do it. Like, you can do it. Like, just because Colorado is not...
I mean, how was your first experience?
Oh, it was good. It was good. It was overall, it was positive overall. There were some negative moments and like some trials that we went through for sure. But overall, I think it was a very positive experience, because it taught us what we're capable of. Like, you could literally do anything you want to as long as you are ready to do it. Like, so many people go through their lives and are only talking about doing things. And
right.
Colorado taught us that, like, talk is cheap.
Yeah.
Like, you just got to do it. And it has been good. And just because Colorado is not right for us doesn't mean that it's not going to be right for somebody else. We're not like here to bash the state of Colorado. It's just,
yeah,
it's not right for us. But like somebody, because we've come here and we have conquered, like we've put roots down. We've got jobs. Like, it was relatively, even though it's hard to find a house here, we have found a place to live. Like, we've done everything.
The best that we could.
Yes, a person needs to do to set roots down. Mm-hmm. We just don't want to set our roots down here, because we know that
it's not really going to benefit us in the plans that we have.
But we could do it.
Yeah.
If we wanted to.
We could. We've thought about it. We've literally thought so many times, like, about how many times we could just give up and go ahead and just do it here.
Just settle here.
But it would be such a longer process, I feel. It would just take such, like, a lot more money, a lot more maintenance, a lot more attention.
Yeah.
A lot. Like just more than what we really have. Like, yeah. We're planning on going literally overseas and, like, kind of, like, neglecting our property. The last thing we need is, like, for it to be, like, one of those things where we need to worry about popping in every 2 months to make sure none of our stuff has been, you know, taken, or we've gotten tickets, or the whole nine. You know what I mean? And even though we're not necessarily talking about leaving our place completely unattended, we're just meaning in general, we don't want a place that is going to involve, like, all of the energy that we are not able to give it while we're literally exploring another place.
Yeah, and that may even mean holding off to buy something later on.
Right.
Just
putting our bus in storage.
Yes, or
just leaving it on a friend's property. Right.
A friend or somebody.
Which, like, is totally fine with me, too. I don't want to rush into purchasing anything that isn't going to be beneficial for us. I just don't want to. Also, a part of our plan is just, I want to make sure that we have a solid plan for money and having like a strong revenue coming in. Because as much as I am a business person, it does fluctuate.
It does. So more or less, if you want to move, just move. Do it. That's the best advice I could give to anybody.
That's our last
is just
line is
friggin' do it.
How do you want to wrap it up? Is just do it if you're going to do it.
If you want to do it, because you never know. You don't know till you do something.
Right.
So I say just go for it.
Yeah.
Just friggin' go for it. Because it may be the greatest thing in the world. And if it's not the greatest thing in the world, it's going to teach you something about yourself. And you're going to come out of it stronger. And then you're going to move on from that. Like, that's all we can ever do. Is just keep moving forward and grow from the uncomfortable situations and cherish the good situations.
Right.
And just take it all together as a blessing.
Absolutely. I think that, like, the biggest thing that I took away from this is that it helps you to figure out your next step where you're going. Sure. Like, if you decide to take, like, literally life, I like to look at it as life is kind of like a giant pond and every step is a lily pad towards another lily pad. Yeah. And you have to take your step forward so you can figure out how you're going to get across this pond, because sitting on one pad that's not going to benefit you in any way isn't going to help. If that pad is not moving and it's sitting on a still piece of the pond, then you're looking at trouble.
Yeah.
It's time to move on. Hop on to the next one and let's get it rolling.
The way that I like to look at it, and I just, like, discovered this internal metaphor of mine. I'm a heathen, so, like, the Viking philosophy is it, like, really close to, like, my personal philosophies.
You do like to throw out a lot of Viking philosophies.
I've looked at it as a conquest. We came to Colorado when everybody said that we were gonna fail, and we conquered the fuck out of it, and now it's time
for
move on to somewhere else to conquer. And we'll keep doing that until someplace feels like home, and then we'll sink our little pagan roots into the ground and soak up the earth there.
Something in me, I agree with you, like you said, something in me is saying that we are meant to settle in a place that is just not here. Like,
yeah, somewhere else. I don't know where
so
it's at.
But I'm excited to see. I'm excited to see what's next. I'm excited that we've gotten to kind of share, you know, what our life has been like here. I mean, it's been really interesting so far, and I've been really happy with just feeling like, you know, accomplished.
I'm proud of us.
Yeah, like, we've done it. We've definitely, like, had our moments where
it was not a mistake.
Yeah, it was definitely part of the journey that we needed to have so we can move on to our next greatest adventure.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I guess we'll probably
just kind of start to go ahead and plug in those social medias real quick. If you guys have not checked us out,
we are at Heathen and a Hedge on both Instagram and Facebook. It's Heathen and a Hedge podcast. We've got like 66 followers on Facebook. I think we've got like almost 40, maybe a little over 40 on Instagram.
Yeah.
So it's growing steadily. Yeah.
And we're looking at possibly like giving something away once we've got 100 followers on either one of those platforms.
And
so
everybody that's reached out
that
to us.
That could be kind of fun.
From like other parts of the world and like just our followers and the people that are listening out there. I just want to say thank you to everybody. Like it's been really cool to hear
the feedback
from all of you and get some feedback back. I really do appreciate that. So if just keep messaging me and Shay and the social media pages and we will keep responding and we love hearing from you guys.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Like, please continue to send in all of your great feedback and all the things that you guys love about the podcast. We love hearing it.
Yeah. So I guess that's all for today's episode.
All right. And this has been Heathen and the Hedge. I'm Shay.
And I'm Merlin.
Thank you all so much for tuning in.
We love you.
Blessed be, y'all.